Chapter 17. Mr. Beverley Takes the Water. Cayley seemed very fond of them that night. After dinner was over, he suggested a stroll outside. They walked up and down the gravel in front of the house, saying very little to each other, until Bill could stand it no longer. For the last 20 turns, he had been slowing down hopefully each time they came to the door. But the hint had always been lost on his companions, and each time another turn had been taken. But in the end he had been firm. "What about a little billiards?" he said, shaking himself free from the others. "Will you play?" said Antony to Cayley. "I'll watch you," he said. And he had watched them, resolutely, until the game, and then another game after that, had been played. They went into the hall and attacked the drinks. "Well, thank heaven for bed," said Bill, putting down the glass. "Are you coming?" "Yes," said Antony, and finished his drink. He looked at Cayley. "I've just got one or two little things to do," said Cayley. "I shan't be long following you."
"Well, good night, then."
"Good night."
"Good night," called Bill from halfway up the stairs. "Good night, Tony."
"Good night."